2015 has not been a banner year for the stock market, at least so far. This is the most abysmal start to the new year since the financial crisis of 2008. The Dow and Standard & Poor's both dropped about 2.5% through Tuesday's closing bell. And that comes as oil prices continue to plummet. Today, the price of Brent crude fell below $50 a barrel for the first time in 5 years. Let's take a deeper look now at what's going on with CNN's Maggie Lake. Maggie, welcome to Here and Now.
Hi there, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
Could you tell us what's behind the decline in stocks this week?
The decline, yeah. And today, it seems we're getting a bit of a reprieve, but only because things are so bad that investors think that the European Central Bank is going to have to ride in to rescue once again. We've got two forces going on, and the really predominant one, as you mentioned, is oil. We have had such a steep and rapid drop in the price of oil, much quicker and more severe than even the most observant energy watchers were expecting, because caught everybody by surprise. And that has really hit shares in oil companies like Exxon, Chevron, equipment makers like Caterpillar. We're seeing it spread to steel. So that part of the market has been incredibly weak, but it's also created this uncertainty. And you couple that with the fact that the global economy is just not where it should be, especially when you're looking at Europe. Europe looks like it's on the brink of yet another Eurozone crisis, possibility of Greece leaving, Russia's getting squeezed. There's just no sign of global growth. And a lot of investors, a lot of stock investors are worried that the U.S. just can't go it alone. So you put those two forces together and you have a very, very volatile situation for stocks.
And in terms of that one factor of the low oil prices, which are positive, of course, for some people, people who drive and those who drive for a living, they spend less on gas. Low oil prices are bad for oil companies in the countries that produce oil, the United States being the world's largest oil producer now. What is overall the economic impact of low oil prices in the U.S.?
Yeah, it's different now, isn't it? It would have been in the past that low oil prices are a good thing for the U.S. Good thing. We have a consumer-based economy. It's money right in our pocket. It's like a tax cut. This time, it's a little bit more of a mix or cross currents. It is still good news for us, and we have to remember that. Anybody who's been to the gas station recently knows you can really feel that difference filling up your car. But this time around, we are a producer, and a lot of the growth we've seen in the economy has come from this energy boom, our energy independence. And you're not just talking about the oil companies. It's that sort of halo effect. They've been job creators. You've seen unemployment in certain states, as we've talked about a lot, go down because of that. You have these sort of other industries like Caterpillar and steel who have been feeding in to that steel boom. So it's going to hurt those companies. And also, it may put pressure on the high-yield corporate bond market. It's not something we talk about a lot, but these energy companies have been big issuers of debt. Who buys up some of that debt? All of those funds where we all have our retirement park. So depending on what your portfolio is, you might have a little exposure that way too. So unlike in the past where lower oil was a positive for the U.S. economy, this time it's a positive and a negative. And right now, investors are paying attention to that negative. It may shift. And if consumers go out and spend that extra money, we may be looking at the positives a little bit more. But right now, the focus remains on that negative pressure. That's the short term we're feeling.
Maggie, as you likely know, the Goldman Sachs CEO Lloyd Blankfein spoke about oil prices today on CNBC. He said there is a predominant worldview that the low prices are a sign of abundance of oil because the jump in the U.S. production of recent years. That's the reason why. But he also says that low prices could actually be an indication of deflation. Let's listen.
I think sometimes you come in with a worldview, and then you incorporate facts according to that worldview. If you suspended that worldview, you might have to leave at least some part of your brain open to the fact that the oil price is saying that that the market is suggesting a protracted deflationary period.
Maggie, can you translate?
Yeah, we need to, right? Well, what he's basically saying is there's been a lot of attention about the U.S. coming up as a big supplier, and there's all this extra supply in the market. He's suggesting maybe it's not just that. Maybe the market thinks that there's no demand, that the global economy is sicker than we thought after all these years away from the financial crisis, all these extraordinary measures by the central bank in the aftermath. We're just not where we should be in terms of demand, and that's not good for anyone. It's not just going to affect oil. It's going to affect all of us. So I think that's what he's saying. And by the way, that's not necessarily his view, he went on to say. I think he's a little bit more positive that, but that's the worry in the market. It's not just oversupply. It's that the global economy is so much weaker than it should be.
So deflation is a huge concern for Europe. Can you explain why?
Deflation is the dirty word of economics. You do not want to get caught into a deflationary trap, because what it is really a vicious cycle. And it's a psychology that takes hold that's very hard to get out of. It's when the economy shrinks, when there's no growth, no jobs, people pull back. They don't want to spend. So what do companies do that make goods? They cut their prices to try to get out there and get you buying it. The problem is, when you're a consumer and you start to see those prices falling, you think, oh, I'm not going to buy it this month because it's going to be even cheaper next month. Classic example that we all just lived through was what happened with housing. Even when the fundamentals bottomed and the economy stabilized, housing prices, it was really hard to get buyers in and accept a price because they kept thinking, well, it's going to go down next month. I'm going to hold out. It's going to keep going down. Very hard to break that. Central banks hate getting it. It's what happened to Japan for an entire decade. Now people talking about the fact maybe this is what we're looking at for Europe. And that's a scary prospect. Europe is a huge economic zone for the world.
By the way, what are analysts saying that they expect in terms of falling oil prices throughout this year? I mean, how far can they fall?
This is the problem. No one is willing to say where the floor is. Nobody knows. The pace of the decline has been so much steeper than people expected that no one really knows. And this is an issue where geopolitics comes into this because normally you'd get OPEC, Saudi Arabia, coming in and cutting production to put a bottom under prices, taking oil off the market. They've said this time, we're not going to do it. It's not going to be us this time. So that means somebody else has to blink, or some other either producer, in the case of the U.S., energy producers have to go out of business, stop producing, or another country has to cut production, Russia, Venezuela, and they don't seem willing to do that. So when you don't have that OPEC force in there, you have weak global demand and you have a glut of supply, no one really knows where the floor is. I've heard people say in the 40s. I've heard people say in the 30s. We're even having people talk about $20. Would that be an overshoot? Yes, it would, and it probably wouldn't last that low. But right now, there's so much downside momentum that people just aren't sure. And that uncertainty, even if you think low oil is good, that uncertainty makes it hard to plan, makes anyone unwilling to go out there and buy. Any company that sort of has to, you know, order their oil ahead of time, they're waiting because prices are going down. So you see deflationary pressure certainly in oil, and that's creating a lot of uncertainty and a lot of, I don't want to say chaos, but a lot of concern in many, many parts of financial markets.
Thank you, Maggie Lake, for explaining it to us. CNN's Maggie Lake explaining this year's dismal start for U.S. stocks. Nice to talk to you.
Thanks, Lisa.